Wake up.
It's your early breakfast
with Africa Milani.
14 minutes it is past 4 o'clock. Potego Mojapele is an aviation expert, joins us on the line now to talk about the woes of the budget airline Mango. Potego, I'm sure by now we would have expected that Mango would have been sold off, part of the unbundling, if you like, of SAA. Why are we still talking about it not being sold? Good morning.
Good morning, Africa, and to your listeners. Look, Mango has always been a low-lying fruit for SAA to be able to sell it off, particularly before they got into business rescue. But it seems like the government was not necessarily prioritizing this low-cost airline. And in actual fact, it was actually going to be the one that was going to save SAA should they had made decision at that time when it was necessary for them to take an action. Up to this far, they have not been able to finalize the decision of selling this asset. But the investors have been queuing. Some of them have been rejected. But it looks like they seems not to have anything tangible on the table that they could conclude. But the BRP that have been with the airline since the whole business rescue process started, they have had numerous inquiries, and they have made several recommendations as to who needs to take it, who is a possible funder who can come in, and they also got frustrated along the way.
So what is the holdup, Potego?
The holdup is with the department. The department cannot make make up their mind as to what is it that they need to do. You would remember that Mango has appeared before two licensing councils, both domestic and international. And yesterday, by the way, they appeared before the International Licensing Council. And the business rescue practitioner made a very serious, a plea, which was basically saying, if the department does not come to the party, there is no further life for Mango. There is no way that Mango can continue, because they have identified the buyer who is possibly ready to put in money, inject money in Mango. But the government processes, or the minister doesn't have time for Mango. And it has been like this for quite some time. I just believe that when you look at SAA, where SAA is at the moment, and you look at where Mango is, Mango would have been better. But the minister does not want to prioritize Mango at all. In fact, they were hoping for this thing to just collapse, and it doesn't have any value, and it can just be liquidated. But unfortunately, this is there's a process that needs to be followed, particularly when you own the government, when it's owned by government. There's legislation, there's everything in place, so they can't just do that. But the problem is sitting with the minister. My problem is that he's probably worried about Eskom more than other entities that are there that needs his attention. There was money allocated, 860 million, that was gazetted by government, by the Treasury, and that money has not been spent. It's sitting there. And at the time when it was gazetted, it could have been utilized, and we could not be where we are today.
Does the delay in the selling off of SAA to Takatso, the consortium that is seemingly preferred at the moment, does that impact in any way on the ability for the department to do whatever processes it needs to do to sell off Mango?
Remember, Takatso, Mango, the subsidiaries, Takatso, air chefs as well as the SAA technical were not part of the Takatso. Takatso was purely on the motherboard, which is the SAA airline.
But we know that there have been frustrations in selling off the motherbody SAA to Takatso for a whole myriad of reasons. Could the complication in that transaction in any way have impacted on the ability for the department to conclude the transaction of Mango and the other subsidiaries to SAA?
Surely, if that was going to be a reason, we should have the same thing as far as SAA Technical is concerned, as well as the Air Chefs is concerned, because they are existing. Air Chefs is still operating, SAA Technical is operating. I just believe that it's deliberate to make Mango to fail. There's no other way that we can look at it. You would also remember that this BRP process, business rescue process, was forced into government by the employees. It was not voluntarily from the government side or from the board of Mango side. They were forced to get into that by employees going to court and say, the airline is finished. We will not be able to get this airline. It's going to be liquidated. That's when the business rescue process was instituted on Mango. It was not willingly. Hence, I'm saying, government has anything to do with the delay of appointing or announcing the preferred bidder to take this. And they're going to be very much frustrated, and they're going to pull out of this thing, and Mango would not see that daylight, if I may say.
Indeed. We have to remind listeners that Mango's rights to fly were suspended by the Licensing Council last year, likely until such time that it may operate again. Thank you very much to our aviation expert, Potego Mojapela, reflecting on why it is that we still have the budget airline Mango's future still hanging in the balance because of a lack of approval from the Department of Public Enterprises.
Wake up. It's your early breakfast
with Africa Milani.